Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips to any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Feel free to reach out. Once again, you can be 100% anonymous. It's 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
Today, we're talking about the case of Johnny Lewis, and our story starts on the day of September 26, 2012. Police showed up in the hills of Hollywood to a mansion and spotted the body of a man lying in the driveway. The man's body was lifeless. He had shaggy blonde hair and was lying shirtless. They could see that his left eye socket was caved in and the left side of his skull was smashed. The police then move their search inside. They go to the second floor and into a massive bedroom where they see some broken glass. And as they continue into the room, they find an old rusty hammer with traces of dry blood on it. They follow a trail of destruction into a bathroom where they find a dead cat inside the shower covered in blood with its skull bashed in.
Weird.
As they continue their search through the mansion, they move into the master bedroom where they see blood on the bed frame, on the walls, on the table, and on a chair. The trace of blood leads them to another lifeless body lying on the ground next to the bed. It was the body of an older woman, and there was an obvious blown force trauma to her head. The coroner later described the scene, saying that the killer fractured her entire skull and obliterated the left side of her face, leaving her brain exposed. There was brain tissue matter spread across the floor around her. Her face is covered in blood, and her nose is split down the middle, and her upper jaw is split open. There were four open wounds on her cheek, which they assume is from a mechanical pencil that they found lying next to her body. The cause of death was ruled as a blunt force trauma to the head, and the police believe that she was punched several times, then strangled. The force of the wounds were so severe that they also believe she was stomped on. The lifeless body in the driveway was the body of Johnny Lewis, a 28-year-old actor. He was in the show Sons of Anarchy and The OC, and he even dated Katy Perry back in the mid-2000s.
Wow, okay, so well-known person.
Yes. The body of the older woman belonged to Kathy Davis, and she was 81 years old when she died. Kathy owned and ran the Writer's Villa. It was a popular place where up-and-coming writers and actors could go in Hollywood to have a creative and supportive space. Kathy was always described as being a very nurturing and comforting woman. The villa was like a refuge for actors and writers to come back to for support, and Johnny Lewis moved into the villa after he left Sons of Anarchy to work on his writing. He was writing poetry and also working on two different novels at the time. He only stayed in the writer's villa for a couple of months, and that's because he found out that his girlfriend at the time was pregnant. Johnny was thrilled at the time, but the relationship ended up not working out and they broke up. Around this time, Johnny gets in a motorcycle accident in October of 2011. And the doctor said he was fine and he walked away with no injuries. But it's after this crash where his behavior started to become bizarre. He was acting erratic and doing things outside of his norm. His acting classmates noticed that he would randomly start speaking in a British accent out of nowhere. And then there was an incident where he randomly went for a walk in the middle of breakfast with his parents in his PJs, and he claims he heard sounds of distress, so he broke into a condo to find it totally empty. The two men who lived there arrived and asked him to leave, and he hit them on their heads with a glass water bottle.
Jeez.
Johnny ends up going to jail for 8 days. Then, when he's released, he attempts suicide by cutting his wrists, but survives. His family at this point is keeping a close eye on him, and it seems like he is beginning to become more and more stable. He moves out of his parents' house and starts to live on his own again. When we come back, we will talk about Johnny's final decline and how it ended up with the brutal murder.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
You can go on our social media right now at Joe and McKenzie to see pictures of the case I'm talking about. It's Johnny Lewis. Johnny Lewis with Katy Perry, his ex-girlfriend, the woman he killed, and their cat, and just a couple different photos from the scene of the crime. So when we left off, Johnny had moved out of his parents' house because he was showing signs that he was more stable. And that's when things start to go on a final downhill spiral. His behavior continues to be erratic and abnormal. He sucker punches a random man in a yogurt shop. Then he walks fully clothed into the ocean in Santa Monica and is hospitalized for hypothermia. Then, a month later, he is arrested for breaking into a woman's apartment and claims he thought it was his friend's place. His friends and family say he's going in and out of basic clear conversation to just scattered incoherence. According to everyone around him, he wasn't using drugs, and he was more likely to drink tea and read a book than stay up all night and take shots. So now, with all of this erratic behavior and drugs out of question, his dad starts taking him to doctors to try to see what is going on with him, and they are all stumped. The doctors couldn't get a clear diagnosis to see if he was bipolar, psychotic, or suffering from a traumatic brain injury from his motorcycle accident. He gets put into a rehabilitation center where they do yoga, art therapy, have horse rides, and this was all instead of going to jail for the crimes that he had committed. But because Johnny wasn't a drug addict, he got kicked out of the rehab. And so his dad talks to Kathy Davis and arranges for Johnny to stay in the writer's villa because it was a place of nurture and comfort, and he had stayed there before.
Okay.
Kathy Davis had no idea of his erratic behavior or his recent run-ins with the law. On the morning of September 26, 2012, Johnny Lewis goes to his neighbor's house to introduce himself. Then, 30 minutes later, his neighbor goes outside to find Johnny on top of their house painter, continuously punching his face. The painter's face is covered in blood, and the neighbor pulls Johnny off of him, and then Johnny punches his 70-year-old neighbor.
Jeez.
His neighbor said that Johnny looked dead in the eyes, and when the neighbor landed a punch on his face, he did not even flinch. Then his neighbor picks up a chair and throws it at Johnny, and it stuns him enough to where his wife, he, and the painter can all run into their house. As they're closing the door, Johnny sticks his arm through the opening, and they're putting their full weight onto the door and the arm, and they're slamming it.
Oh.
It takes 6 tries to finally get Johnny to pull his arm out. His neighbor described him as having superhuman strength, jumping from fence to fence, finally back over to the writer's villa compound. They called the police, and that's when the police find the discovery of Johnny Lewis, Kathy Davis, and her cat's dead bodies. When an autopsy was done, they found that Johnny Lewis had CTE, which is also very common among football players. It's a brain disease that happens with over and over again trauma to the head. So CTE has symptoms of violence and moody behavior, and they can attribute this to the motorcycle crash, the fights he was getting in over and over again with random strangers, and the police say that during his small stint in jail, he would bang his head over and over again on the cement floor. They think this is why he snapped and went on a total downhill spiral. Police believe that Johnny Lewis had brutally murdered the cat and the older woman and then either intentionally or accidentally fell off the roof of the house and was killed himself. Till this day, there is no direct motive for the murders.
So do they think, like you mentioned earlier, Liv, that this could possibly have all started with that motorcycle accident?
It could have all started because that is right when his behavior flipped and snapped and he started to act abnormally.
Wow, that was a good one. Liv, the web girl with Murder Monday here.
Again, you can see photos of all of this at Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram.